Hello, my friends. Welcome back. Today, we'll uncover the third secret as we dive deep into the Book of Secrets. Four paths lead to unity consciousness. I would say that four paths are how we get back to our source. And what are we calling the source now? We are calling it pure consciousness. So the source of all experience is pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? It is undifferentiated consciousness before it has modified itself into an experience. So before consciousness modifies itself into a thought or a perception or a feeling or an image or an emotion, before it modifies itself into experience, it is the potential for experience. That potential for experience is called, in wisdom traditions, pure consciousness, which means uncontaminated by experience or karma or interpretation of experience. Baseline state, ground zero, source. These days, the word source is used a lot. I'm acting from source. I'm tethered to my source. I live from my source. That source is pure consciousness. It has many attributes, but here are five attributes of pure consciousness. Number one, it is a field of infinite possibilities. So pure consciousness, prior to experience, infinite possibilities. Infinite means infinite. Doesn't mean any limitation whatsoever. That's number one. Number two, pure consciousness is unpredictable. If I ask you, think, just tell me, what do you think, what's your next thought going to be? Try it right now. Close your eyes and ask yourself, I wonder what my next thought will be. Pause and you'll just keep waiting. Consciousness is unpredictable. You can't even predict your next thought. Never mind your next perception, experience. Actually surrender to unpredictability. That's second aspect of pure consciousness. The third is, it's infinitely creative. And why is it infinitely creative? Because it's unpredictable. If it was predictable, you'd be an algorithm. A perfectly predictable system has no creativity. So it is by being unpredictable and questioning your habitual certainties that you tap into creativity. That's what we call these days disruption. All the things we're talking about, disruptive technology, disruptive solutions, they are because we surrender to unpredictability and get rid of our habitual certainties. The fourth attribute of pure consciousness is infinitely correlated. It correlates everything that's happening with everything else. Much of this correlation is beyond the threshold of our conscious awareness. So conscious experiences seem in the world of cause and effect. You know, this is the cause of this, and this is the effect, and this effect becomes the cause of this. That's because you're not seeing the total picture. In the big picture, everything is interdependently co-arising, and that is what we call synchronicity. So pure consciousness orchestrates, unfolds through synchronicity. And finally, the fifth attribute of pure consciousness is the source of intention and attention, which we've already talked about, how awareness moves through attention and intention. So let me summarize. These four paths are the path through the royal path, which is called the royal yoga. The second path is the path of love. The third path is the path of the intellect, and the fourth path is the path of action. So we can say these four paths to unity or getting to the source are being, feeling, thinking, and doing. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.